Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder. And I greet all of you, the listening audience, and my distinguished host and panelists, and I greet in words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Good evening, gentlemen. It is my distinct honor to you tonight, our host, who is a man with divine spirit, wisdom, and passion for the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and who has dedicated his life to assisting the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan in spreading these life-giving and life-saving teachings. It is my privilege to present to you our host, my beloved brother, James Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Gidget. And I'll never get used to the kind, and of course, our distinguished panelist, Brother Minister Tony Muhammad from the West Coast, the West Coast regional representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But I will never get used to the kind of lavish praise you heap on me and the accolades in this introduction. But by the grace of Allah, we will attempt to try to approximate it in worthiness if it pleases Allah. Also, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I too bear witness that there is no God but He. And we thank Him for the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And of course, we thank Allah over and over again. We can never thank Him enough for our beloved and blessed Redeemer, the servant of Allah and the Christ in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm very happy to greet all of you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum salam, sir.
And dear family, those of you in our listening audience, our online audience, our radio audience, I am very happy to announce that we are hosting once again our beloved brother from the West Coast region, anchoring for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and headquartered at Mosque Number 27 in Los Angeles, the West Coast Student Regional Representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Minister Tony Muhammad. We're so pleased and grateful, brother, that you have agreed to return to our show. And having said that, we want to open the floor to you for your introductory remarks and get right into the subject matter.
Thank you, dear brother. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, that one who appeared to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is certainly forever due. We thank him for raising from among us that Georgia-born black man by the name of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man who I believe and know that God has risen from among us to fulfill many prophecies in the Bible and Quran for our salvation, redemption, and rise. And I am so honored to make an attempt to represent a man of whom the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad left for us as a mercy, as a guide, a man who, in my humble opinion, that the more and more I watch him, and you should watch him, the more and more I see who his opponents are, the more and more I see who come against Minister Farrakhan, the more and more he reminds me of Jesus Christ.
Come on, baby.
And I hope and pray that I can represent this man to you in a manner that causes us to take a look at the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is a freedom fighter. He is a defense attorney for the defenseless, for those who don't have a voice, and for our enemies who would suggest that there are no good leadership. No, you just have paraded bad leadership in front of us, but the good shepherd, you refuse to parade him, and that man of whom I'm speaking of is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I am honored, Brother James and to Sister Gidget. I am so thankful that we get an opportunity now to defend him, to speak about him, and to share these timely messages that he's given to us in a 52-week series called The Time and What Must Be Done. And I will do the best I can to attempt to answer any questions and to give my viewpoint based on my understanding, which is limited, but I have a direct line into him who has an explanation for most of the things that we will discuss tonight. So I'm honored again to be on this line, on this blog radio show, to discuss with our people and to have a wise, intelligent discussion without vitriol, without hatred, because we are taught to argue in the best of manners.
That's right.
You see? And so we're not here to prove nothing because we know the truth and that the truth will set us, in some of us, make us free. So I am honored, and I pray that Allah guide our spirit, guide our words, and whatever I don't know, I won't pretend that I do, I will refer to him whom I am a student of, and that's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So what a blessing, brother.
Yes, sir. The blessing is all of ours, and the gratitude is ours, dear brother. Thank you again. For those of you who are tuning into the show for the first time, just a bit of background information as it relates to the origin of the show. As you know, those of you who have been listening to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan every Saturday in his installment lectures of the time and what must be done, he asked of us, particularly young people, those of us who access the social media, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Twitter, or whatever other avenue of social media we have access to, he asked us that we would engage in conversation, plumbing the depths of the message that he delivers every Saturday and expanding on the message that he delivers every Saturday in, as Brother Minister Tony said, an intelligent and civil way. Therefore, when we were blessed with the opportunity for these 2 hours and this show by our beloved sister Gidget Muhammad, we decided that we, in response to his request, would dedicate this show to that theme, the time, and what must be done. And as such, using tonight scriptures from both the Bible and the Quran, particularly 2 scriptures that will serve as foundational stones for our talk tonight, we intend to do just that. And we'll be using, again, as foundational stones, the 7th chapter, the 34th verse of the Holy Quran, the Book of Guidance of the Muslim, which reads, "And every nation has a term. So when its term comes, they cannot remain behind the least while, nor can they precede it." And from the scriptures of the Bible, again, as a foundation, and Brother Tony, I will shut my mouth after I read this for you to take as much time and latitude as you please to express the message. But this is from the 18th chapter, the 2nd verse of Revelations in the Bible, wherein it reads, "And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird." Thank you, Brother Tony. You have the floor. May Allah bless you, brother. We are waiting.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother James, for those verses in both Bible and Quran that you have given us. But to those of us who are listening, before I really go into the understanding of those verses as been given to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan from his master teacher, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, let me first of all give us some medicine to think with. And the medicine that I want us to think with is that when you read the Bible and when you read the Holy Quran, the Bible in particular, you're dealing with the book of scriptures. In the word scripture is the word script. And we were taught from the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that the original people of the earth and those who are original are the indigenous dark people, the Asiatic black man. We pre-wrote history 25,000 years in advance. Therefore, that's where prophecies come from. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught to us that 75% of what we read in the Bible is not a history of yesterday. It is actually prophecies to be fulfilled at a time that is called the last day or the end of this world. This world we know is not the world of our ancient fathers, but it is the world over the last 6,000 years that have been ruled by Caucasians out of the West. And when you have a script, you have a writer, and after the writer writes, then God acts as a casting director. And what our goal is as students, we are supposed to read scriptures about Moses, about Abraham, about Jesus, about Noah, about Lot, about Isaiah, about Ezekiel. And we're supposed to take these characters, superimpose these characters over the environment that we are presently living in, America, Central and South America, Africa, Europe. And we're supposed to find these people who remind us of these prophets of old, because the scriptures say you will see all of them again in the last day. Not in the bodies that they were in, but you will see men in their spirit carrying out the actions of the prophets of old. So we have to be looking for a Moses type today, a Jesus type today, a Muhammad type today, a Ezekiel type today. And then we look at our leaders and we read scriptures and see which one is fitting these roles. Who has been anointed in this hour to fulfill what the roles of the prophets of old? So I want us to think with that, because every scripture or every circumstance that happened in the Bible, you can take that out and put it over black people, particularly in America, and we fit the scriptures from Genesis all the way to now, Revelation. And when I read these scriptures to you, I want you to say, wow, is that happening to us in America? See, in Genesis, when Abraham was told that his seed was going to go into bondage in a strange land, okay, are black people in the Caribbean in a strange land? Are black and brown people in a strange land in Central and South America? Is America a strange land? It may not be strange to us now, but 400 years ago, it was strange to our people. And we were told that we were going to have to serve another man for 400 years. We are fitting these scriptures. And Brother James is reading to you out of Revelation. Many pastors don't understand the book of Revelation. Many stay away, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us. You don't hear the preachers preaching on the judgment. See? Because if you don't preach on the judgment, how God is getting ready to come down on this world, then the preachers and the clergymen and the imams, we are not preparing the people on what's to come and how God is going to destroy this present world. So I want us to think with that. Every time I read, I just want you to ask the question, do these prophecies fit us? Do these prophecies fit America? Do they fit Europe? See? Because we are people who for 400 years have been under spiritual, mental, and physical foreign occupation. And our mind have been foreignly occupied with somebody else's culture, somebody else's name, somebody else's religion, somebody else's language, somebody else's social way of doing things, see? We are hidden. The nature of us, the natural inclination of us have been hidden under another people.
That's right.
So now let's go into Revelation, and I want to read in the book of Revelation again, chapter 18, verse 2, where it reads, see, because brothers and sisters, look, mentally we have been totally destroyed. And that's where the enemy have destroyed us in our mind. He has destroyed us so much so that he have us on Negro remote control. And that's why Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, dang, if we're all in bondage, you mean to tell me we're under bondage, we're under false illusion because we're absent of the truth? What truth are we absent from? We don't know who God is, and we don't know who Satan is. And I'm not talking about physicality. I'm talking about spiritually and mentally. And this is where we have to be repaired. This is why we cannot be an old people. We got to bring on a new man and a new woman, but we cannot do that until there becomes a renewing of our mind. So let us read. Listen to these scriptures as he said. There's an angel in Revelation saying, and he cried mightily with a strong voice saying, Babylon the Great is, not has, this is future, is falling, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. See? See, Babylon. Here God is talking about a Babylon. The book was talking about a mystery Babylon. Babylon of old have been here and gone. But there's another nation that was supposed to pop up at the end of time that will make the Babylon of old look like it had no power.
Come on, brother.
See? Babylon. In the word Babylon, you have the word baby representing that which is new. See? And America got her power from England. England transferred America her power. So you have Babylon, L-O-N, London. So America broke away from Great Britain. It is new. So that's why she named certain states from the states out of London, out of the British colonies. See, that's why you got New York, because the old York is in the British colony. That's why you have New Jersey, because the old Jersey is in the British colony. This is a new Babylon. That was a time where Great Britain ruled the world. You couldn't go nowhere on this planet, and the British was not ruling. See? So she has passed her powers on to America. And in America, man, you can do anything. It has every unclean, foul, and hateful bird, and everything God has said not to do. Now there are people who are going against the very thing God said don't do, and you're seeing all kind of wickedness come into power.
Mm-hmm.
And pastors and clergymen are scared to speak out on unnatural things that we know is not clean to God. And we won't lift a voice to speak against them in truth. See, we will never, members of the Nation of Islam, we have never been taught to attack persons. We will never attack people or individuals, but we will destroy wicked ideas with the greater truth. See? So we argue against ideas, not bodies, not people. See? We are not in agreement with same-sex marriages. If same-sex marriages, if everybody did that, there would be no more procreation. Man will cease to exist. So America has become, you know, the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. But it goes on with verse 3 that says, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornications with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Wow, let's stop there. Are all the nations inside of America, where America have made all of the nations bow down? Go to New York, to the United Nations, all of them. is sitting up in the United Nations, bowing down to America. And they have drunk of the wine, meaning they have taken on America's policies now, because America is the big Satan, and she's pushing her wicked ideas now into all of these nations who's drinking from the wrath of her wine. And all of those nations who won't bow down, America will get rid of her rulers, her kings, her presidents. She'll find a way to defame them or assassinate them and make you think that these people are her enemies. America's biggest enemy is God himself. Then it says the merchants of the earth will wax rich through her delicacies. Wow. Are the rest of the nation waxing rich through America's delicacies? If you don't believe that, look on the back of the shirt. Look at your shoes. Look at the electronic equipment you buy. Tell me where it's from. Is it made in America, or is it coming from outside? Other nations are waxing rich from her delicacies and the appetite of the people in America. See? The scriptures are being fulfilled, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is telling us, right in front of our face. But because our minds are being foreignly occupied with somebody else's mind, he's causing us not to think. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan say, the government of America works night and day to dumb down the American people, where we don't read no more. We can't read. We can't comprehend for ourselves. So you depend on CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, which are all controlled by your government. See? But when you can look for yourself, man, and read for yourself, and get an understanding for yourself, that's why these scriptures are relevant. Then it says, and I heard another voice coming from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be partakers not of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Then God said, then reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works in the cup which has filled, in the cup which she hath filled, double it. How much have she glorified herself and lived deliciously? So much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I will sit as a queen, and I am no widow, and I will see no sorrow. Well, she is about to go down. And if you look at the vital signs economically of America, and you read your Bible, and you read the Quran about wicked nations of yesterday, they were so powerful. The people did not want to leave Egypt because Pharaoh, his face was on the money. Pharaoh controlled the media of that day. Pharaoh controlled the sport and play of that day. Pharaoh provided the food for the slaves, the children in Egypt. See? And the slaves had gotten so comfortable being in bondage that when Moses told them it was time to go, they didn't want to go.
That's right.
If you look at Babylon, if you look at Rome, if you look at Egypt, how did God bring them down? First, he had to break their monetary system because they had made their money a god besides God. See? They was full of sport and play. They was full of alcohol, drinking and having merry, and looked like no trouble was going to come to them. See? But God hit their economy. That's how Babylon fell. Her economy fell down. That's how Rome went down. Her economy was hit. Look at the Western world. Look at America. Her economy is going down. She's over $16 trillion in debt and some. And as the scriptures say, fanners will overtake your borders and start petitioning your land. China now is buying up America, buying the ports of America. China now owns a lot of the buildings in Washington, D.C. brothers and sisters, this is an hour where the voice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan cannot be discarded. He's putting his life on the line for what he teaches. And real soon, you will see the enemy going after him. And those of us who follow him, just like it say in the book of Revelation, when you cannot get the woman who's clothed in purple and she's wearing the sun, moon, and star, when that dragon can't get her, they're going to turn now on the remnants of her seeds. We're talking about the time and what must be done. And we have to listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in this hour. In every scripture that you read in this Bible, you can ask me any scripture you want. I tell you, I'll superimpose it over America and guarantee you that black people and oppressed people all over this planet fulfill every scripture in both this Bible and Quran. It's simple to understand.
Yes, sir, Brother Tony. I always want to be careful that I don't interrupt your train of thought or expression. And so the pause, is that indicating that you're ready for another question or?
Any question, brother. Yes, sir.
Oh, praise be to Allah. And I
now,
always
Brother
like...
James.
Yes, sir.
Now, I do want you, there was another question about in the seventh surah of the Holy Quran.
Yes, sir.
Verse 34, where it read that every nation has a turn, so when it turns come, they cannot remain behind the least while, nor can they precede it.
That's right.
Brothers and sisters, look, in the scriptures, God said the people that he was going to come and rescue. God, in the scripture, he's talking about a black stone. That's out of place. It's the stone that the builders rejected. See? Then he said, I'm going to take a foolish people. See? Well, you ain't going to find a people more foolish than the black man in the inner cities or in America, period. Could it be that we are that black stone that the builders reject? Are we in any decision making when it comes to nation buildings? Do anybody ask us anything? Have we been that stone that the builders have rejected? See? Have everybody used up Africa and used our ignorance and had us to build a great world for them while we go back to the slums and the ghettos? We can build beautiful skyscrapers for other people, beautiful communities for other people. What's wrong with our mind that we can't make and turn the hood into an oasis? See? God said he's going to take a foolish people. Not only shall every nation have a turn, see, but every nation have to have a messenger who speaks the language of that people. And I'm not talking about language in terms of words, but also in terms of energy, in terms of spirit, and who understands our suffering. See? I'm not talking about people who may have a 1,400-year head start on us in the religion of our fathers. I'm talking about somebody who understands our suffering spiritually and mentally and know how to take wisdom and bring us back in stages and degrees. Brothers and sisters, it is the black man's time all over the earth where Jesus said, those who are last, I'm going to make them first. That which is at the bottom, I'm going to turn it to the top. And whether you want to believe it or not, is I don't care. God is going to raise the black man in America and throughout this planet. And he's going to bring us back to our great positioning that the Europeans found us in 6,000 years ago, because we're at the end of his 6,000 years of rule. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to us, that's why you have to go and listen to his lectures that he gives every Saturday at www.noi.org every Saturday, 6 p.m. Central Time, the time and what must be done. See, where Jesus was talking about a generation that was supposed to rise up, and the minister was giving us a generation equals 30 years. And if you take 30 years and divide it into 2,000 years ago when Jesus was here, you'll get the number 66.66. See, we're at the end of the 6,000-year rule of Caucasian people. And this is why they're losing friendships throughout the earth. And now they have to run back into America because now they're being run out of countries because countries are spiritually and mentally waking up to their tricks. And we don't want to get caught up. We don't want to fight in wars against countries that won't do America's bidding and make us think that that's our enemy while they're trying to steal the mineral resources from under the foot of Africa. We are the Joseph of the book that's been in bondage in a land, and we are now supposed to take our mind and our education and help Africa to cultivate. So every scripture, every prophecy in the Bible, all you got to do is fit it over America, and you'll see that, wow, we fit that. So that's all I wanted to say, dear brother, and I'll take on any question.
Yes, sir, dear brother, and you said a mouthful. And as you so clearly illuminated, dear brother, the parallel between ancient Babylon, her condition, and the condition of America and how they twin and reflect one another, what I'd like to do before we go into the next scripture, Brother Tony, I'd like to ask Sister Gidget, is there anyone in queue that would like to participate in this powerful discussion?
No, sir, but let me remind those of you who are in the chat room, if you have a question for Student Minister James Muhammad or Student Minister Tony Muhammad, please type your question in. I will ask it on your behalf. And for those of you who are listening by phone, please press 1 on your keypad, and I will know that you have a question, and I will bring you in so that you can ask your question. But at this time, no, sir. But I think someone is typing one in, but it's not there yet. Okay.
All right. Well, very good. Brother Tony, what I
yes,
would
sir.
Like to do is continue to stay in Revelations. I mean, it's so pregnant with modern-day definitions of and the fulfillment of prophecy. And in Revelations, the 11th chapter, the 18th verse, which the minister referenced, in his installment of the time and what must be done last Saturday. It read as follows, "And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth." This seems to be referencing an element in the fall of America. And as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has so beautifully taught us, that a rising force tears down and roots out a falling force. Who are these dead to which the scriptures are referring that the minister said will get their justice in the time of God's wrath and in the time of America's fall?
Thank
so
you.
I'll turn it back over to you, Dread Minister.
Well, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us, in order to understand, you got to understand how a people can die or be considered dead. Before there's actually physical death, we died on two levels before that death. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Now, before we came into America, before we was kidnapped and robbed and brought into America, before we met Caucasian people, we are an ancient people. We have always known God. So we had a religion. We had a religion, and we knew who God was before we met them. But when we were brought to America, see, the name of God was taken from our remembrance. And we were given another God and the God of our slave master. So when you, the minister say, when you change your God to another God that does not benefit you, it's like unplugging your light switch. You took it out of the source of energy. So now that person died a spiritual death, but they didn't stop there. When they removed our name, our language, our culture, and when they took that from us and told us we could not read anymore, made it against the law, then we died on a mental level, and then they began to input data into us that they wanted us to believe about ourselves, see, which caused us to go into self-hatred. And when a man hates himself, he hates his brother. And now in our community, you see death of us, by us, and no one says nothing, see? That's apathy. That's at a level called dead spiritually. So that scripture is talking about a people who was spiritually and mentally destroyed, even though we're killing each other. And Minister Farrakhan is warning the young blacks in America, warning us that we shouldn't be doing this one to another. But the justice that this scripture is talking about black people and oppressed people over the earth that have been in bondage by the Western world, particularly those of us here in America. The black man will get justice. The Native Americans will get justice in America. The brown man will get justice in America. The justice is not going to come from the White House. The justice and the judgment is going to come from God. And it's that simple, brothers and sisters. So whenever you see in the scripture the word dead, it ain't talking about people in a cemetery. See, that's one of the things we disagree with the church. If Jesus' whole mission was to resurrect people from the cemetery, if that's the true resurrection of the dead, why isn't all the preachers in the cemeteries all around this country telling the dead to get up? No, it's talking about the dead that's walking on two legs, that don't know his name, that don't know his religion, that don't know his God, that's under another man's name. That's a spiritually and mentally dead people. That's us, brother. That's the black man in America, and that's what our job is to show you who you are. You can take it or you can let it alone, but we have to warn you. We have to teach you this at all costs, and there is no clergy that I've ever debated, not one, that could tell me what I'm saying is wrong. Not one. He could say, I don't agree or I don't believe you. Well, belief merely means that which is absent of knowledge.
That's right.
And that's why in this day and all you're getting, get an understanding so that you'll know truth from falsehood, so that you don't mix in culture with the teachings of Jesus or customs with the teachings of Jesus. So this dead here is talking about primarily spiritually and mentally dead black people and darker people in this country. And hell, even some white folks are dead.
That's interesting. And there's a question, the minister, that I'm going to pose to you as we move toward the conclusion before we close this show. Because the minister, we're not closing now, but since you mentioned that, I just wanted to mention that the minister made a very significant statement regarding not only a way out of all of this prophesied chastisement and the fall of America, not only a way out for black people and the aboriginal people of the earth, but he said there's also a way out for you too, referencing the Caucasian people. I'm just mentioning that because something in your statement brought that to mind, but we're nowhere near closing, Brother Minister. So,
oh, yes, sir. But thank you. No. No, there's always a way out, Brother. God is merciful. You know,
yes,
there's
sir.
A way out for them too. But will they go to ancient Nineveh? See? Babylon could have saved herself. She had a warner in her midst. Nineveh had a warner See, God always put warnings inside of these nations before he destroyed them. And who's speaking truth to power in America? Come on, brothers and sisters. Go look at all the so-called leaders. See? Deuteronomy. See? In Deuteronomy, Moses was being told by Jesus what to look for. He said, I'm going to raise one like you in the last day, Moses. Well, there can't be a man like Moses unless there are people like the children of Egypt or the children of Israel in Egypt. Well, we fit that description, too, in a modern context. They were in bondage for 400 years, according to the scripture, and so are we. We've been in bondage for over 400 years. And so the minister is giving us the spiritual tools and waking us up in the Bible, and then building a bridge from the Bible, which will take you across to the Quran, which is the book they took from our fathers. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's a lot we got to talk about over the next few weeks.
Yes, sir. By Allah's grace, brother, and we are in great and joyful anticipation of these upcoming messages from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Absolutely, brother.
All praises due to Allah.
When he teaches, you can build on that. It should be talked about. I mean, it's happening, so I'll take on any questions.
Well, at this time, Brother Minister,
we do have a question from the chat room. Real Brothers is the name, and his question is, other than listening to Brother Farrakhan in the weekly series, what should I be doing personally in this day and time, farmland purchase, survival preparedness, et cetera? So I
Well,
just want to know what in addition should he be doing?
Well, I don't. Well, everything that he mentioned is the program and system that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. If he has the ability, he should be doing all of the said above. He should do it all. But if he can't do it all, he should find one of those things that he mastered so that he can teach others. And the only thing that I would say to him is survival. We got to know how to survive. See? We got to know how to survive atrocities. And we are taught how to survive these atrocities that are about to hit America through our survival kits. We have to buy land. See? We have to do for ourselves. We have to have businesses. We have to have schools, our own schools. We have to have our own hospitals. We have to have our own area in every city. And this is why I love my Chinese brother and my Korean brothers. In every major city, they have a section called Chinatown, Koreatown. They have signs up in their own language and don't even put it up in English out here in L.A., which denotes that they don't even need people's money that don't speak their language. They are self-sufficient inside of America, separate but yet equal. Good God Almighty. We're the only ones trying to integrate. So, brother, I would say, yes, sir, we got to do all of the said above. And everybody should get in where you fit in. Whatever your talent is that you can help cultivate, us as a people, and we need to stop being apologists for trying to have our own. America is not ours. I know we fought, bled, and died for it, but they don't consider us. God is going to give it to us. Or we're going to buy it up, see, and create our own nation, our own territory, and until we do that, we'll always be dependent on another people. Anything that brings us independence, we should be found doing it.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Brother Minister. Is that
You're welcome.
Is that the only question from our audience at this time?
Yes, sir, but we have some new people that have joined us. And let me remind you that those of you who have joined us in the chat room, if you have a question for either Student Minister James Muhammad or Student Minister Tony Muhammad, type your question in and I will ask it on your behalf. Those of you who have joined us on the phone, wow, so many press 1 on your dial pad, and I will know that you have a question. But right now, there are no questions, and Brother Real Brother said all praises due to Allah for that answer, Minister Tony.
Oh, tell him he's welcome, man. Thank him for being a real brother.
absolutely. He heard you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Just a short modification, if you will, of the last instruction that you gave. I'm going to make sure that the minister has the opportunity to field and to respond to all the questions that are going to be asked. I'm trying to keep my host position intact. And I have to tell you, Brother Minister, as a student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, it's a task. But
no, Brother James,
I'll do
please,
the best
I want,
I can,
no,
man.
Look, brother, we are twin halves of the same essence coming from our leader. And this is a two-terminal universe, but we got a trio here with our sister who represents the feminine aspect of the view of Allah. So your
That's
viewpoint
right.
is as important as my viewpoint, you see, because the Quran said, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, he's present. So speak that which is on your mind, brother. It only complements what we're saying. And that's the beauty. We all have our own attribute and our own way of communicate that reaches different people. I mean, I love this, brother. I love this kind of communication. And I'm looking forward to somebody, either by phone or chat, asking questions. So please, brother, whatever Allah has put on your heart, we want to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, I want to reiterate that, Sister Gidget, there is a feminine aspect of this expression that we'd love to hear represented from you, because what Brother Tony said to me certainly refers to you as well. So please don't hold back, sis, if there's something you want to ask or is there something you want to say?
Well, I don't want to act different or anything like that, but I just want to respond to Real Brother's question, because you asked what else you could do. Excuse me, but I just want us to be reminded that, you know, we have a responsibility to our people as well. You know, yes, we need to be prepared for the oncoming disasters. Yes, we need to purchase farmland. There are a lot of things that we need to do. However, the most valuable investment that you can make is in another. And so I'm asking all of you who are listening by phone to reach one, you know, to share with them the minister's teaching, to get them to try to open their eyes. Because on part 11 of the time of what must be done, the minister said we need to wake up, we need to clean up, and we need to stand up. So for those of us who are aware of these teachings and who have been blessed to have these teachings, we have a responsibility to our people. So the door on the ark is closing. It is time to sound the alarm. So I'm just asking that while we are in the process of being prepared, because we have this knowledge, to teach those who may be absent of this knowledge. And that's
beautiful.
All I have to say. I'm like,
oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Praise
Thank
due
you.
To Allah.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All praise is due to Allah. And Brother Minister, as we continue, and we are literally hurling through this time and approaching the second hour of the show, and we're going to stay with the grace of Allah in the book of Scripture, particularly the revelations, because it's so full, it's so pregnant, and the minister has used several verses in his last message to us in installment number 12 of the time and what must be done. And so in chapter 12 of Revelations, verses 7 through 10, it reads, "And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Brother Minister,
yes, that is
pregnant. I'll leave it to you for the exegesis of that scripture. Go right ahead, beloved.
Well, the scripture say, and there was a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. Well, actually, this scripture, as I was taught, is talking about two aspects of a devil being cast out of heaven. In the Quran, it's called Iblis. And many in the Christian world teach that the devil that was placed on this earth once had a place with God and rebelled against God. Mm-hmm. And then he said, and that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to us that Satan are those wickedly wise scientists in this world who are so powerful, see, that Satan has made his world so fair-seeming. In fact, the scripture said Satan would be such a deceiver, he would appear to us like an angel of light, see? But he would be Satan himself. And Satan makes devils. See? And he was cast out. Then the scripture says, but he knew he had but a short time. And Brother James, if you keep reading in that scripture, it also rolls over into the white horse that went out, and the rider was death.
Come on, beloved.
See? And hell followed everywhere that rider went, a white horse or a pale horse. This represents the Caucasian people who was bottled up in Europe. And when they was let out through Christopher Columbus, brother, they moved throughout the earth deceiving every nation, every people, and every hamlet. And if you look around the country, even the deities are gods that people have taken on. They place statues, brother, in the life and make of Caucasian people. So that old Satan, that big dragon, that last dragon, that is America itself. America is that great satanic force where the wickedly wise, and I'm not talking about the White House, and I'm not talking about President Obama. President Obama is being controlled by Satan.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the wickedly wise who control the wealth of the world, who are wicked, and they will kill people and wipe people out that won't do their bidding. And all of these scriptures, dear brother, if you take these scriptures out, fly them over America, and see if the American government fits this great Satan. Do America make devils? Look at everybody that won't bow down to America. Look at what America did to Muammar Gaddafi. Look at what America did to our brother Saddam Hussein. And when they found out that the man had no weapons of mass destruction, it said that this Satan would deceive the whole world. I mean, they're telling lies and deception, and hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children was bomb in Iraq. The minister tell us you know, and murdered and killed, and nobody is saying nothing. Bush is not being brought to justice. Could it be that President Bush, see, and your millionaire, or I would say multi-trillionaire businessmen, are all in this circle of the dragon? See? So again, dear brother, all we have to do is see who's deceiving the world. See? If Iraq would have bombed America like America bombed Iraq and said they had weapons of mass destruction and you found no weapons, what would the people want us to do to that government? See? Libya was destroyed. Muammar Gaddafi was destroyed. Now his country is in disarray. Now they got problems with infighting in that country. It's civil war in Libya, civil war in Syria. Who's starting all of this stuff? That great dragon. And this is why America will be punished. See? And the last battle of this great dragon is going to be God himself. And that's why the minister said to us, God has preserved America. Because God himself is going to have to deal with America. There are no countries on this earth that can deal with America. She's left for God himself. And that's why we have to get out of the way while God do his business on America. So America fits this great dragon. America fits this serpent called Satan, who is making devils. And how is America making devils? Listen to our music.
Come on,
beloved. See? Listen at what the rappers are saying. Listen at the kind of words. We are the only people that denigrate our women through music. You don't hear the Chinese man rapping and calling his woman the H word or the B word. See? The minister taught us about where in L.A. and in New York, brother, how the entertainment community and the music moguls came together to use music in a way that turned our people out on each other. At the time when conscious rap was on the rise, he went right into conscious rap and turned it into gangster rap. Now we're B's and H's and sliding down poles, and they're teaching the raping of our women and making it like it's nothing, brother. Making devils. So Satan is making devils. And a devil is anything that's not original or anything that is not acting in its natural self.
Come on, brother.
Look at the hood, brother. Are we acting like our natural self, like a natural human being? No. We're decadent. And as the minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan say, brother, the more wicked or the more slop or the more degrading it is, the more we want it. Listen to our comedians. Listen at their language. Look at the level of decadence coming from their mouth. And we are not saying nothing. So we're in America under the power of the great satanic forces. And under that force, he's making devils. The Bloods and Crips belong to the satanic forces in America. See? We're not menace one to society. We're menace number two to society. See? Hollywood and New York, see? The places where the image of the black man is being portrayed in a way that makes us bow down to the images that we see on TV. You'll only see us as gangsters and pimps and whores and buffoonery. You never see us in serious roles, brother. All of this is a big plan of Satan, see? So just put it over America. Fit it over us. Go to any country on this earth and see where the darker people are. They're under the power and the persuasion of satanic forces in the way of Caucasian people. We're not Satans, but we have become little devils. And Satan makes devils. That's why you have a distinction with devil and Satan in that scripture. And I'm not talking about no spirits, family. For you can also go in Revelation where it reads in Revelation, for he is wisdom, let him or her that have an understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That's Revelation 18.
Mm-hmm.
See, not no spirit, but the number of a man. And so, dear brother, to me, in simple terms, that's where we are, and that's what that scripture reflects.
Yes, sir. Very beautiful, brother minister. We certainly appreciate your illumination of those words from this prophetic book called Bible that so many preachers, as you have stated, preach from but don't have the depth of knowledge of the meaning of. Now, dear family and brother minister,
Brother James,
yes, sir.
I want to make a correction on where the people can find that scripture. It's actually in Revelation 13, verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. 666 represents the number 23 times. So that's 666. It didn't say it's the number of the spirit. It said it is the number of a man.
That's right. Well, thank you, beloved. Thank you for that correction. I wanted to segue into the next principle, again, in Revelations, when the minister has also recited and the book reads. And let me say, as an introduction to these scriptures, that in every battle, in every warfare, in every conflict, there are champions that emerge both on either side. And Revelations gives us a description of a champion. However, I'll read it and the explanation of it. We'd certainly like to hear from you, Brother Minister. And this is from the 12th chapter of Revelations, beginning with the first verse. And it reads, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all of the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up into God and to his throne." I'm going to stop right there. I'm getting too excited, Brother Minister. So I'll leave it with you. Go right ahead, dear brother.
Wow, that's a big one.
Yes,
I'm going to try to give not the short version, but the best version I could give that gives us a quick understanding.
Yes, sir.
Whenever you read scriptures, and sometimes in scriptures, when you're dealing with a prophet or a messenger or a servant of God, you're dealing with a human being who has a mind or a brain. When God has a relationship with his prophet, it's like the same as a relationship that a man would have with a woman. But instead, God impregnates his prophets with wisdom and ideas of his kingdom, or ideas of whatever it is he's trying to bring into fruition. So oftentimes, men, prophets, are styled as she or her. But it's not actually talking about a woman, but God uses a woman to give you a higher understanding of the mind of his prophets. As a woman's stomach can be pregnant
and grow in her stomach physical babies. Well, God can impregnate a prophet with wisdom and ideas. He can put a nation in the head of his prophet.
Yes.
And his prophets then, their job is to bring what God has put into their head out for the people to see and to tell them of what is to come. So this particular scripture is not talking about a woman that is clothed with the sun and the moon. And if you look at the nation of Islam, our flag, in our flag, we have the sun represented by the redness in our flag, which represents freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We have the moon in its first quarter, see? And we're taught that the moon represents equality, that if the moon did not shine, see, or if the moon disappeared, it is the moon that pours on the water of the earth that keeps the water from overflowing the shores, because the earth is three-fourths water, but the moon having a pull on it, see? So it's talking about a man with the wisdom, a man born impregnated with an idea. He's born with a nation on his mind. He's born with the kingdom of God on his mind. And he's ushering in and he's crying out in travail, the kingdom of God is at hand. See? Because God, Jesus did not die for this world. He died for the world. The world is a definite article, and it's the world that God was going to bring in. This world has been built by the Westerners, see? So this pregnancy, you know, pregnant. So here, Minister Farrakhan, he's pregnant with an idea. And why is it that the rulers of this world, why is it that they come against Minister Farrakhan, see? What is Minister Farrakhan saying, see? Give us a separate state of territory of our own. Give us a good send-off. We don't want integration. We want separation. See? As you was reading, it said, and there appeared in heaven another wonder. And behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. A dragon. See? This 7 heads represent the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church sits on 7 hills, and the 10 horns represents the 10 Latin American countries where this religion predominates.
Go ahead, brother.
See? But this dragon, see, that could not destroy, they will not be able to destroy the idea of Minister Farrakhan, nor will they be able to destroy him. And when they can't destroy him, when they see he's divinely protected, then it says the dragon drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to bear her child as soon as it was born. Look, many of us, when we come into the nation of Islam, or when you come into the truth that Jesus said would come at the end of time, see? Many people, when they said, man, I'm going to get with the minister, man, look, man, I want to become a new person, see? But the dragon, those who are influenced by the dragon, they start attacking those of us as soon as we are born with a new idea, with a new understanding of who we are as a people in relationship to God, who America is, who the white man is, see? When we come into that kind of understanding, we get attacked by this dragon, see? And they're going to oppose Minister Farrakhan and oppose everything he teaches. And there will even be some black people standing and opposing. They will be the defense attorney for America and for white folks, and they're not even asking them. So this entire scripture to me, brother, represents that pregnant idea that Minister Farrakhan is teaching us every Saturday, that 52 weeks of the time and what must be done. He is the messenger of God in our midst. He is that man whose mind is being impregnated with the wisdom of God, see? And Minister Farrakhan has a nation on his mind and is ready to be delivered, but he's crying out in travail, bruh, All of that represents the pain of a new idea, because he's got to stand up against the forces of the world and say, you have not considered the black man. We are to be the new rulers. We have suffered like no other people have suffered. See? That's what that scripture, in my humble opinion, is much, much more. But in my humble opinion, that's how I read that. And when I put it in a modern context, Minister Farrakhan is styled as a woman in this scripture, but not that he's a woman by biology, but in relationship to God. His mind is the mind that God is using to impregnate him with the wisdom and understanding of God.
All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah, Brother Minister. Wonderful, wonderful expression. And my dear Sister Gidget, is there someone who'd like to participate, or would you yourself have a statement or a question?
Anybody by phone?
No, not at this time. I'm trying to get the chat room back up. There's so many people on the lines. I think my phones are jamming. But let me remind you, if you have a question for Minister Tony, please don't be shy. These are your brothers. Just press one on your keypad. It's a lot of people on the phone, and I'm hoping y'all can get through. Those of you in the chat room, they haven't been typing questions, but they certainly have been bearing witness, Minister Tony, to what.
Well, if they want to come in on the phone and bear witness and add to it, look, this is dialogue. This is not monologue. This is dialogue. You know, and
that's
I don't
right.
care where we are in the country or world, brothers and sisters. The darker people of the world, God is going to rise up. We're going to be raised by God. We're going to rise up. And when I say rise up, I'm not talking about rise up in no wicked way to do to people what was done to us. No. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God is going to put us at the top of nation building. We have suffered, and our suffering have qualified us to be the new rulers, not wicked rulers. See? Even Caucasian people will fare better under our way of rule than we under their way of rule, because we have to destroy the mindset of white supremacy. And that mindset is not just in white people. It's in us, too. I told you that we have been under foreign mental and spiritual occupation by them, particularly in America, for over 400 years. We are worse than the Palestinian people. At least they're in bondage physically. Look at us. We're in bondage spiritually and mentally. We ain't throwing no rock. We just being rocks. But if you ask the average black man in the hood, what's happening? His oft-repeated word is nothing. What do you mean nothing is happening in a universe, man, on a planet that's spinning 1,037 and a third miles per hour? What do you mean ain't nothing happening? Light is traveling all around you. See? We are the dead of the deadest people. Hell, we just had Easter that just passed up. See? All of this old crap that you just see, even Easter and the resurrection of Jesus is a sign of us. Jesus was on a cross, and we've been put on a cross. Not only was Jesus crossed, hell, we've been double crossed.
You better teach. Yes, sir.
And if you look at the cross, when Jesus was on a cross, he had two men who had been found guilty of a crime, and they were thieves. So you had two thieves on both sides of Jesus, and if you look at a map and you look at Africa, Africa is shaped like a heart. But on both sides of Africa on a map, you have two European countries. Europe and America is on both sides. Two thieves who stole us.
Come on, brother.
All of that is a sign of us, man. Thorns was put in Jesus' head. He had so much excruciating pain, he couldn't think about eating. He couldn't think about no revolution. He couldn't think about standing up. Are thorns in our heads mentally and spiritually? are thorns in our way economically and socially? Look in the hood, man. The hood represents a hell, not no hell you got to die and go to. We are in hell spiritually. We're in hell mentally. Go ask the brothers in the hood, man. Are you hungry? They'll say, yeah, I'm hungry as hell. See?
Mm-hmm.
Are you broke? Yeah, I'm broke as hell. It's a condition. It ain't no place. We're in hell while the white man lives in heaven. And that's why the minister sang a song years ago called The White Man's Heaven is a Black Man's Hell. See, we're going to have to revisit all of these things.
That's
every
right.
Scripture is about us. See, Mary was a virgin who had a boy child. See, I had a child out of wedlock. Well, look at most sisters in America. Most of us was born from a mother out of wedlock. All of it is a sign of us. So don't go for the okie doke. Don't go for the lies. And don't tell me this man won't lie in the name of Jesus. You just had Easter. He threw a bunny rabbit and some eggs that have replaced Jesus. You more in love with the bunny rabbit and the egg that had nothing to do with the resurrection of a man who was murdered on Friday but rose on the third day, which would have been Monday. We got a lot to talk about. So I say to every Christian that's listening to us on this phone, follow the pure teachings of Jesus and don't be following the doctrine of Europeans who have added in their holidays, their wicked paganistic holidays, and got you now under that foreign occupation. And if we tell you Easter ain't real, if we tell you Christmas ain't real, you get mad at us over a lie. You love the lie more than you love the truth. But we got to teach you the truth today, even if you hate us. So when destruction comes, your blood won't be required at our hand. I'm going to do it. Those of us who follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we are not your enemy. We are your friend. And we got to do everything we can to get truth to you today. And I'm not saying come out of Christianity. Stay in it. But make sure you got pure Christianity as taught by Jesus and not the enemy of Jesus.
Minister Tony, I have a question.
Yes.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Brother Abraham Sharice, he said, would you speak to a little more on what are those impediments to our divine unity and the way or the norm to apply which permits us to overcome those named impediments? And then he says, expound upon that which leads our ability to exercise the power of our unity appropriately. So let me just go to the first part again. Would you speak to a little more on what are those impediments to our divine unity and the way or the norm to apply which permits us to overcome those named impediments?
Yes. Well, for me, as I ponder on what I have been taught from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and many of us have been taught, there are two big giants that I can think of right away, dear brother. Number one being envy. Number two being jealousy. See? The mother of envy comes out of hatred. And the mother of jealousy can come out of love. And see, what we have here in America, and that is God always, whenever a people is in bondage, God has never allowed the oppressor to live, to support, or to stand by his servant. See, Jesus, at a time when Jesus rose, at a time when Moses rose, at a time when Noah rose, there were many who were envious of their ability to attract our people. If you look at us in our community, we're envious, brother, and we're jealous of one another, as if you don't have a gift or I don't have a gift. See, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has a divine gift from God, and he has a way of speaking truth, see, to the darker people of the earth, and we comprehend that truth, but then there are other pastors who are envious of his ability, see? They know he's speaking the truth, but what is it about them that they won't allow themselves to unite with a man like Minister Farrakhan, where we all now can unite and put our knowledge together? Well,
yes,
I would say one of the biggest impediments, brother, we got to learn not to be envious of each other. Brother Tony Mahoney, I have my greatness. Brother James have his greatness, see? See, a Muslim is not a Muslim until he or she want for his brother and sister what they want for themselves.
That's right.
If you got a talent, I have to applaud you for your talent. Go ahead, brother, because your talent is going to benefit me. It's going to let me know I got potential too. I can't pull you down to lift myself. And when we stop doing that one to another, see? And like the minister say, we can't be these crabs in a bucket that when one crab is about to get out, the rest of us reach up to pull them down. No, push them over the top, man. And in my opinion, God has set most black leaders down, and there's such a void in black leadership that when you look around, the last man standing is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And we now have to go back to the community and teach our people and retrain them and bring them out of the spirit of envy, out of the spirit of jealousy. And those of us even inside of the nation, we got to stop it. We can't be envious of each other. We can't be saying, who's closer to Jesus? Who's closer to Farrakhan? Sometimes, brother, the farthest planet, Pluto, can have a better understanding than the planet Mercury. It may be too close to the sun. So all I'm saying is the two biggest impediments, the two biggest devils that we got to murder is the spirit of envy and the spirit of jealousy. See? And we got to applaud the great efforts of great black men and women. See? We got to push them along. We can't say, I wish I had what he had. We can't be like Iblis, have the mindset, I'm better than him. No, the Quran says it like this. He or she who is best in society is he or she who serves others. See? So if you're better than serve, you shouldn't want to be served. And when we learn to serve our people, see, and get over this envy and jealousy, that's what we got to kill. And that's the biggest impediment, in my humble opinion. But I believe that many of us are seeing it. Many of us are waking up. And Allah is going to purify us of that sick spiritual and mental disease called envy and called jealousy. We will rid ourselves of it. So that's how we do it, brother. And we have to read the scriptures of God. We have to read what Jesus has said, you see, on how we come into a new mind. We got to shed off the old man and bring on a new man and come into a new thinking and a new understanding that when I see greatness in my brother, I can see greatness in myself, see? That's how we overcome that, man. Applaud greatness and strive to be great. And like the minister say, and strive to be excellent. You know how we destroy white supremacy? By having black excellence.
That's right.
See? When I can become excellent in mathematics, excellent in biology, excellent in engineering, see? Excellence in botany, when I can perform my music excellently and have high-tone music, not low-tone music, see? That's how we destroy everything, by becoming excellent. I'm done.
What a fantastic
praise
answer.
To Allah.
All praise is due to Allah. Very good.
Yes.
Brother,
thank you for that question.
Sister Gidget, were you going to say something?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
He said beautiful answer, and he said thank you, Brother
Thomas. Welcome. Very welcome.
All praises due to Allah. You know, beloved, and these kinds of shows, Brother Minister, and I thank you again for agreeing to be on the show again, but these kinds of forums, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said, we have access to, are so critical because we are in the thick of the manifestation of the prophecies. And in the minister's closing remarks in his 12th installment of the lecture series, The Time and What Must Be Done, he gives us a very, very, I wouldn't say sad as such, but I would say it's a truth that we need to adhere to and to be aware of so that we perhaps can change prophecy. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan states, preaching alone will not suffice. We are going to have to be chastised into submission. He continues, look at it, look at the way we think, Black brother. Your thinking is not right, and your hands are doing the work of your thoughts. That is why in the ghettos of America, we become the number one killers of ourselves and our people. We are fierce. We are brutal. We are demonic. We are at the force of arms. You get these guns and you just love to point them at people and shoot them down like wild dogs. The enemy has made you into himself, and you too are headed for divine destruction.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Minister, would you speak to that, please?
Thank you, Brother, and the Minister is so right. Because again, all you have to do is look at the Bible, look at the stories of old. Teaching alone did not help the people during the time of Noah. Look how long Noah had to preach that a flood was coming. And look at a man, Noah, building a ship on dry land. Look at what he had to go through. See, he had, his mind was being impregnated by God and the wicked rulers of his time. He's building a ship, see, out of planks and nails, a cruise ship. And people was laughing at him, see. And whenever a new expression, a revelation comes from God, it has to take on three opponents. First, it's going to be vehemently, first it's going to be made ridicule of. People are going to laugh at it. But if it still, if it has consistency and they still see its existence, then it's going to be vehemently opposed. And when you cannot overcome it by opposing it, then it starts to be believed on. There's a son of man in the book of Ezekiel, brother, that had to deal with a people with the prevailing attitude that you just got through talking about, Brother James.
Yes, sir.
God was talking to this son of man in the book of Ezekiel, and he styled us in Ezekiel as dry bones in the valley. Now, God ain't interested in no bones, but the bone is a metaphor. So a dry bone is talking about the spirit and the mind of a people. We got a dry spirit. We got a dry mentality. And look, the bones start talking. So God said to Ezekiel, or the son of man, can these bones live?
Mm-hmm.
And then the son of man said to God, only you know, God. But look at what the bones were saying. Now here's some bones in a valley scattered. Brothers and sisters, now you know no bones don't talk, but tell me who you hear say what these bones were saying. Look at what our bones were saying, because the thing becomes, can we unite as black people? What do the black bones say? Oh, man, our hope is lost. We'll never come together. We'll never be a people. That's what the bones are saying in the book of Ezekiel.
What are we saying in America? What are we saying in the Caribbean? What are we saying in Africa when it comes to black people? Can Africa come together? Can them bones live? Can black bones live in America? And then God said to the Son of Man, okay, prophesy to the wind. And Minister Farrakhan say that the winds that's going to blow on the bones are going to blow from the wicked mindset of white supremacy. Since they don't want to listen to you, Son of Man, get out of the way and let me whip up some wind. Well, are the winds whipping up on us, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Are we being slowly taken back into slavery? If we're not, then what is the prison industrial complex? Just 30 years ago, there was only 300,000 inmates in America. 30 years later, there's over 2 million prisoners in America. 6 out of 10 of them are blacks. See? Look at the mindset of white supremacy. Are you being given time more than your white counterpart? See? So I'm saying to you that the winds of the minister is right, brother. God is going to chastise us. God is going to hit America with earthquakes, going to hit America with hurricanes. And these white supremacist groups are growing in number because they too now don't have a job. And you're going to see hatred like you've never seen it in America. And these people are armed and they are organized. They are buying weaponry like we've never seen before. But in Los Angeles and in places like New York and in places like New Jersey, they are using our black politicians and our black leaders out here that because they know the economy is tough, they're having a gun buyback program. And I'm watching the gangs, and they're buying the guns with no questions asked. Even if that gun was used in a crime, they will not do anything to you. They're giving you $300, $400. They're taking the arms from you while they are buying the arms. What's about to happen? See? What's getting ready to happen in America? We've fallen so in love with our open enemy that we don't see that he's going to be turned against us because he's going to be ran out of other countries. So the winds is blowing on the dry bones. We can't find no jobs. The winds are blowing. We're finding ourselves in prison. We're working for slave wages in prison. We're getting more time in California. The prisons are so overcrowded that now a deal has been cut with Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, and Tennessee, where they are selling inmates from California to those states. Slave trade, back in your face, see? Because if you become a prisoner of the state, they can enact slavery on you again. See? Talking alone ain't going to get you. But guess what happens? In prison, you find the truth. In prison, you find the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. In prison, you find Farrakhan in prison. See, God has to arrest you. He's either going to arrest you with pain and affliction, or you're going to be arrested physically, and you're going to run into somebody that knows the truth in prison. See, you're not going to escape, man. God is going to get us by choice or by force. He's getting us. He want us bad. And those of us who want to go down with America, you will have a decision to make at a particular time. See? You either come to him or you die in America. And that's what time it is, brother. So you're right. That's to prevent. Teaching alone ain't going to get us. But you won't be able to say, man, I heard somebody teach that America was going to be destroyed. I heard somebody teach that slowly, white people, particularly white men, are getting angry. And they're going to come out of their hiding places because the white supremacist group are growing. White men believe that their country has been sold to special interest groups. They don't believe their government is for them anymore. They care nothing for Washington, D.C., and they're armed and they're training in the hills of California and in the plains of Montana, brother. and they're practicing urban guerrilla warfare as we speak. So you can take it or you can leave it alone, but you won't be able to say either the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan or one of his followers didn't tell you. We may sound crazy as hell to you, and it's okay. But when that cloud comes, when that storm comes, you're going to say, oh, my God, whoa, would I have just taken away with the messenger?
That's
whoa,
right.
If I had just taken Minister Farrakhan as a friend and as a faithful advisor, and you're going to look for us, and God, we're going to be gone. We're going to be gone, brother. America will go the way of ancient Babylon, ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, all of the wicked countries of old, ancient Nineveh. She will go the way of those countries, because God is going to build his kingdom through a despised and a rejected people. I don't find no other people more despised and rejected than darker people on this earth. See?
That's right.
We are despised in the white kingdom. We're at the bottom in the white kingdom of spirituality, in the white kingdom of mentality, in the white kingdom of economics, in the white kingdom of health care or being healthy. We are the worst in every category. We're at the bottom. And that's who Jesus came for. See, I'm thankful that I'm at the bottom, but I am assured that we will be turned to the top. And I'm ready to give my life for what we teach, man.
Go ahead, brother minister.
I'm ready to stand in the midst of fire to teach a black man. We'll walk up a mountain like Master Farad Muhammad, 40 miles high, eating rattlesnakes to teach one. That's what he said he would do. That's our teacher. See? Oh, brothers and sisters, don't you see the scriptures being fulfilled right before our very eyes? This ain't no anti-Christian talk. This is
truth talk,
man.
That's
no matter
right.
what your religion is, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. Let's talk about truth. I don't want to hear about a theory. If I can't take the truth that you're telling me and apply in a modern context and see it, then it ain't truth. It's a mystery.
mm-hmm.
And mysteries are being tossed aside, brothers and sisters. See? And that's how the white man get power over you, for making everything a mystery. Mystery Babylon the Great is going to fall. Well, the mystery has been removed in the face of truth. And mysteries can have power over you, and truth free you from the power that mysteries have over you. Look at us, man. We've made an agreement with hell.
Teach.
See? And Jesus said your agreement with hell will be disannulled. See? See? And the scriptures say, you know, oh, grave, where is your victory? And oh, death, where is your sting? See, this truth is going to get the black man, and that grave that you have dug for us in America will be your own. We're going to come out mentally. See, that's why the minister is moving on the black college campuses, brother. See, yeah, for our youth are ready, because this is the best generation we've ever produced. All they need is right guidance. So, dear family, I'm sorry, and I love being passionate.
This
invoke just wisdom, brother, because we're walking right out of the book of supreme wisdom that was given to us by this man from the east, that man that Jesus talked about in scripture. He said, wherever the eagle is gathered, there the carcass shall be. And he talked about the Son of Man coming from the east to the west. Well, we're in the west. And a man came from the east. His name was Master Farad Muhammad. See? He came to turn our hearts back to our Father and the hearts of the Father back to his children. See? We're under foreign occupation. We're under a surrogate father's name. We don't have our real father's name. You are not John. You are not Bubba. Your name is not Andre. You're not Susan. You're not Henrietta. You're not Shanae name. See, we're under all these foreign ideas. See, we're not gangsters, man. You ain't no Crip. You ain't no blood. You've taken on false identities that has been given to us by our enemies, buried under a shallow grave of ignorance. Well, there's a Jesus in our midst that's going to remove the scale from your eye. There's a Jesus in our midst, brothers and sisters, that's going to baptize you with truth. And he will be the Jesus that the Jesus spoke of, who will bring all things back to your remembrance. See, native to you, brother, your native nature is righteousness.
That's
see,
right.
You want to be right, but it's hard to be right in a wicked world like this that pours on you. See, so I'm thankful, man. I am so in love with a show like this. I am so in love with my people, and I make no apology to no other ethnic group for loving black people the way I do.
That's
so
right.
Before I came in the nation, I was one made to hate myself and hate my people. I am an example that any human being that's black can change. See? So I'm thankful to Allah to have a man like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in our midst today, who has given his life to the truth that he speaks. So I look forward, dear brother, to the next time of coming on this show. Y'all got me so fired up, got me wanting to do this every day.
Yes, sir, beloved. And we could listen every day, but thank you. The gratitude is ours,
welcome,
dear brother, for your wonderful expression, your impassioned expression, which you never have to apologize for, because the scriptures and the teachings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan back you up. It is written in Revelation, dear brother, and in those days, the days of God's judgment and fury on the enemy, shall men seek death and shall not find it. They
wow.
shall desire to die, and death will flee from them. This is where we're heading. One great year of chastisement for you and me and us. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan writes, remember this as these calamities increase. So, beloved, there's no apology for the truth that you're being told, that you're delivering, and certainly no apology whatsoever for the impassioned way. You know, the minister said that when a house is on fire, you don't whisper, fire, fire's in the house. No, you say it with a very passionate and loud voice. You want to make sure everybody in the house that has any possibility of escape of the flames, you want to make sure they hear the announcement. And this is what you're doing, Brother Minister, and this is what all who follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, by following his example, this is our goal, this is our objective, this is our purpose. In the closing remarks of the minister, he states, oh, America, this is the country I have known. And at one time I hated you, America, for the evils that you have done to our people. But as Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spake as a child, but growing into maturity of the word, I now understand that you were made to do exactly what you have done.
Wow.
The last message the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave to us before he departed from among us, he said, you cannot blame the clay. You blame the potter who shaped the clay. The made man was shaped in a nature that was adverse to the nature of God. So the things that you do, much of it, you can't help it. That's why Jesus said, I know you. You are of your father, the devil. He was a liar and a murderer. And that lie is born into your nature. You are a great deceiver because that lie and murder is born in your nature. One of these future broadcasts, so states the minister, I want to go into this with you and then help you to see that there is a door out for you, referencing the Caucasian race, just as there is a door out for us. And Brother Minister, if you would, in the short time that we have left, we have about 5, maybe 10 minutes, please, could you talk about the door, close out, giving us hope and encouraging us to do the right thing that we may be able to pass through that door?
Yes, sir. Thank you, dear brother. Well, the way out of the door, and thank you for the minister's words and what he will talk about in his future broadcast. He has always taught us to speak truth to power, but speak responsibility to the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters, and as Brother James say, I don't get on this phone to blame Caucasian people for nothing. All we want to do is point out what he has done. But what I say to those of us, whether you're black listening, whether you're brown, whether you're yellow, whether you're red or white, what we have to do is seek truth. See? And when we seek that truth, man, we have to then take that truth and take our power and our resources to help Minister Farrakhan to rebuild us as a people. He is not a hater of any people. See, he is a lover of black people, and we are the people of the scripture. And if you find that we are, then we should be helping him to help us as a people so that we can stay the hand of God from chastising America. See, America and all of us, we can avoid this chastisement, but we got to adhere to the truth. I close by saying this. Get every book written by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and as many tapes as you possibly can of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, for the minister said to us, get the book Fall of America and read the messenger's explanation of the prophecies in that book.
That's right.
See? He said, plummet it. See? Search it. Search the depth of it from on top of it, from under it, and on both sides of it. See? And you will find truth in that book because it brings in a new theology and it gives you the keys to unlocking the mysteries of both Bible and Quran. And so I say to us in all of our seeking, man, seeking understanding. This is not a teaching, or this is not a dialogue to be angry with nobody. See?
That's right.
But this is a dialogue for us to unite as a people, see? And stop begging those to do for us what our unity can do for us on its own. And I think that's what we have to do. We have to find ways, whether you are black Muslim, black Christian, agnostic, pan-Africanist, whether you don't believe in a God, there is a common denominator that brings us all together, and that is the color of our skin. See, we have to unite in this hour, Brother James.
Yes,
you
sir.
See? We have to pull our resources together in this hour. We got to bring schools. We got to build our own businesses where we can employ our own unemployable. See? We have enough resources. We have enough talent. We got enough ideas. We just got to stop using our ideas to build a bigger world for Satan and build a new world for ourselves. And I say this in last and closing, please, whatever you do, every Saturday, I represent a man of whom I'm following. I don't worship him. I follow him. And in following him, he leads me to God. See?
That's right.
So every Saturday, everybody that is listening, you can hear Minister Farrakhan via webcast every Saturday. Comes on at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is titled The Time and What Must Be Done. And in that timely message of the minister, he is predicting, he's making prophecies, he's saying what's going to happen tomorrow. He's showing you how the scriptures of old is actually headline stories of today.
And when he speaks, watch. Everything he tells you going to happen, watch and see if it happens. And if it happens, you know he's a man of God. If it don't happen, you can discard him. I say you will not be able to discard him because God is going to make every word from his mouth come to fruition. I pray, brothers and sisters, that if you're a Christian, if you're Muslim, Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, I don't care. Hear Minister Farrakhan. God has made him in a way that he speaks the language of all of us, no matter what religion he finds us in, and you will find him a good brother, a good friend. He will not lie to you. See?
Teach. That's
and
right.
That's what I have to say to you. And I know he has the key to our salvation, brothers and sisters. So hear Farrakhan, for he'll get us there on his shoulders. He's a humble man, and he will not say, look at what Farrakhan has done. He will say, look at what Almighty God Allah have done. And so I want to be in that number, dear brother.
That's
in
right.
The end, when the saints come marching in, what about you? Let us unite, brothers and sisters. Let's not find fault with one another. And let's reason together and let's dialogue together. But at the end of the dialogue, more importantly, let us get up from the dialogue and go save our people. And that's all I have to say, brother. And I'm thankful to you, to Sister Gidget, for this opportunity to speak on this program. And I pray that God has found a way in me to reach our people. And I pray to God that I have not said anything to hurt the spirit and the feelings of any listener. And if I have, charge it to my head and not to my heart. For I do love black people in my way, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life serving black people and oppressed people no matter where you find them.
All praise is due to Allah. And the gratitude goes out to you, Brother Minister. Thank you again, and rest assured, by the grace of Allah, you will be gracing these microphones on this show, inshallah, very, very soon. Very, very soon. Once again, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, dear brother and Sister Gidget. Thank you. And, brother, anytime you or Sister Gidget want me on any show, you know, just let me know. If your listening audience, if they are loving this program and loving our viewpoint from the viewpoint of God's man, then it's my honor. I have to serve. I have to serve our people. And so if your listening audience would just blog, or if your listening audience would just say, hey, yeah, we want to hear more of this. But let me say this. All of you who are listening to me, if you're in America or if you're in other countries, go to the local mosque or the local study group and hear from one of the representatives of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Yes,
and
sir.
Tell them that Minister Tony and Brother James from the radio blog sent you in as a guest. See? Give them a ticket from me and say to them that I heard Minister Tony and Brother James, and I come to hear more about the teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, more about the instructions and the guidance from Minister Farrakhan. Find a Nation of Islam mosque or study group in your area and go ask your questions and sit and listen to these profound teachings. Thank you. And may Allah bless and guide all of you as I greet you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And Sister Gidget, with the short time remaining, dear sister, please, if you have any announcements, to take us to the close.
Yes, I just want to invite everyone who is listening. It's a lot of people. Thank all of you in the chat room. Thank you for your questions, Brother Real Brother and Brother Abraham. And I just want to invite you to listen to us. We're on 7 days a week, and most of our shows start at 8 p.m. Central, with the exception of Sunday. We're on at 6:30 p.m. I don't have time to announce all the shows, but I want to thank all of you who chime
chimed in to listen to Student Minister Tony Muhammad, and we'll be back next week with Study Group Friday night at 8 p.m. Central. And I just want to tell you, Brother Minister Tony, what an awesome delivery in what you gave us in the breakdown of Part 11 of the time and what must be done. Beautifully done. I thank a lot for you, dear brother, and we really, really appreciate it. And you know, you at home, you can come on anytime.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you
That's
so
right.
much.
Praise be to Allah.
Thank you.
Well, we've come to the close of the show. Thank you again, Sister Gidget, for this wonderful opportunity to host this show, put on the new man. Thank you again, Brother Minister Tony. And a big thank you goes out to our listening, our online and radio audience. We encourage you to join us next Friday, same time, same station, and tell someone about it. But as Minister Tony said, find a Muhammad Mosque or Muhammad Study Group in your city or in your area to get more of the teachings and message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad delivered through one of the representatives of his top student and national representative, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And I just want to say to my cousin in Kenya, I see you out there, Bonsue. Thank you for all your love and support. And to your work crew that is around the internet listening, thank you all so much for your love and support always. Thank you, and assalamu alaikum. One nation, one love. Good night.
Good night. Yeah.